little extra the last couple days, and really the whole emphasis about, you know, watch a little extra film, a little extra effort, a little bit of extra finish, you know, all those things that we need to do. And it's challenging our guys because some of them are learning what their responsibilities are fully within the scheme. But it's not about being someone they're not. It's just about challenging themselves to even get better. So it carried over to today. I thought it was excellent practice. Guys competed throughout. So, you know, we've had a good couple of days.
Do you feel better about the tight end position than you did on Monday, or is that still kind of?
Well, Clay's been doing pretty good. He's had a good week, and he feels really good. So, I mean, that's a big uplift for us, is that he's capable of playing and taking a lot of reps, and his wind is back, and he feels good. And, you know, so, yeah, to have him back has been, you know, really good for us.
He said he wasn't sure how his calf would hold up on consecutive days, but
right.
Was it okay
I just end? Talked to him on the way in here, and he said it felt good.
Anything you take from going to the West Coast last year that you carried over, maybe learned and implemented?
That's a great question. You know, because there is some a time change, obviously, and, you know, just our travel schedule. But, no, not really. I mean, we have the same principle, leaving on Friday, taking an extra day. I think that'll be good for our guys to get adjusted. And then, you know, a little bit extra stretching when we get off the plane and, you know, into our practice on Saturday. But other than that, a lot of the same routine.
Is it harder to go east, west, or west, east?
Well, I've done both, so it's, you know, I think from, it's challenging from east to west, or from west to east, I should say, because of the time change. You know, your clock has moved up, but I don't know. I think a lot of it is what you emphasize, and, you know, and I think a lot of it is if you're a good team, those things become minimal.
How smooth of a process has it been, like, transitioning into taking all the reps with
It's one? Good. It's good. I know he's still learning. He's still learning out there. And, you know, he did some really good things and then some things that, you know, it's almost like a game. He wished he would have had back. We say that comment, and that's what took place in this practice. But you can see if he makes a mistake, he picks up on it real quick. And he knows it before it happened. And, you know, it's good. It's good because we'd rather have it happen in practice.
You know, you're coaching to eliminate mistakes, but when you've got a rookie quarterback, you kind of know that there's going to be four or five plays or things a game where you go, that's just what we're going to get with a rookie. Do you have,
right.
Is it hard
and
to
I,
step
I,
that
I think
bit?
That's accurate. I think on top of it, you know, we might get four or five things that we say, that was good too. You know, we're going to get it both ways. So, you know, I know he's really got a conscience about it. We talk about it's all about the ball. Make good decisions. Cause, you know, if you can win that battle in itself, the turnover battle, you know, that's, you know, very good for a team. So he has that mindset of taking care of the ball, make good decisions. But we also like his ability to, you know, try to get big plays or extend a play and do things like that. So it's that fine line between taking care of the ball and letting him have the freedom and away from fear, so-called, where he's, you know, too conscious of what to do with it.
When you're talking about getting Denard more reps and Toby, is it tough to find the mix that you want a running back when you've been behind? Is that tough?
You know, in times, you know, when you're behind, you have an opportunity to, you got to get back in the game to throw more. But I think we got to stay, you know, to give those guys an opportunity. And, you know, because you can see if we mix it up like that at times, even a draw play or, you know, anything like that, just to throw the defense, give them to slow down their pass rush. So to give those guys more opportunity, but it's all earned. You know, if you're seeing it in practice, and then they get more opportunities in the game.